This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. King Charles III has made his first speech to the nation as Britain's new monarch. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
With feelings of profound sorrow.
In a speech televised to the nation and streamed at St. Paul's Cathedral during a service of remembrance to the Queen, the King also vowed to dedicate the rest of his life to serving the nation the way his mother had done before him.
I too now solemnly pledge myself, throughout the remaining time God grants me, to uphold the constitutional principles at the heart of our nation.
The King acknowledged the support of who he called his darling wife and also conveyed his feelings towards his youngest son.
I want also to express my love for Harry and Meghan.
At the end of his speech, the new monarch spoke almost intimately to his mother in a public and final goodbye.
To my darling Mama, as you begin your last great journey to join my dear late Papa, I want simply to say this. Thank you.
Karen Chamas, London.
U.S. President Joe Biden delivered a forceful message at a Democratic National Committee reception in Maryland on Thursday, outlining his administration's accomplishments and launching verbal attacks against loyalists of former President Donald Trump. It's a strategy his aides believe to be the winning ticket to maintain the Democrats' slim majority in Congress in the November elections. In his comments, Biden acknowledged that not every Republican is a Trump supporter, or what he called a MAGA Republican, using the acronym for Trump's campaign slogan. Biden said Democrats, independents, and mainstream Republicans can choose a different path to a future of unity. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in Islamabad, Pakistan, as it struggles to recover from unprecedented monsoon flooding, which has been attributed to climate change. He said Friday that humanity has declared war on nature, and nature is striking back. In his remarks, Guterres said Pakistan is among the places most affected by the consequences of climate change. He said that situation is unfair. He said those who have contributed more to climate change should be the ones feeling the effects. He said nature has attacked the wrong targets. Pakistan, which has about 220 million people, contributes less than 1% of the global greenhouse gas emissions, but it's constantly listed among the top 10 countries vulnerable to climate change. Shelling has destroyed the power infrastructure at the Ukrainian city of Enerhodar, where staff operating the Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear power plant live, posing a growing threat to the plant, according to the UN nuclear watchdog on Friday. The plant's off-site power supplies, vital lines of defense against a potential nuclear meltdown, have already been cut, and the shelling at Enerhodar has caused a lasting blackout there. That has prompted Ukraine to say it may have to shut down the last operating reactor supplying power to Zaporizhia, including the cooling systems for the plant's nuclear fuel. Rafael Grossi, the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, said in a statement Friday that Zaporizhia's operator is not confident that off-site power can be restored. He said it's considering shutting down that last operating reactor. EU nations are seeking a joint approach to contain energy prices. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
The bloc wants to shield the population from dramatically increasing energy prices that threaten to plunge millions into cold and poverty over the winter. As tensions mount with Russia over the war in Ukraine, ministers are hoping to overcome differing views on proposals to bring natural gas and electricity prices back to affordability. The measures range from windfall levies on companies to setting a price cap on Russian gas. Several ministers say reaching such an agreement won't be easy, but that speed is essential if vulnerable Europeans are to receive timely assistance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced sanctions Friday against Iran's Ministry of Intelligence and Security for a cyber attack launched against Albania's government computer systems in July. And our top story this hour, King Charles III of Britain has made his first speech to the nation as the new monarch. He pledged service to the country for the rest of his life. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.